And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, the benefits of God are beyond comprehension. Here's a list of some of my favorites. There's truth, love, grace, mercy, compassion, faith, and forgiveness. Today's encouragement is going to center around forgiveness. Something unique happens when we receive forgiveness and when we give forgiveness. The form of a fresh start is birthed. Did you hear me? The form of a fresh start is birthed. A fresh start to the person that we extend forgiveness to, and a fresh start for ourselves in receiving forgiveness. Next, one of the most effective, powerful tools against the enemy's lies and temptations is to operate in forgiveness. Thus, Jesus gave us strategy. He plainly declared in the Sermon on the Mount, and in other teachings, that if we do not forgive those who've sinned against us, God will not be too pleased with us. And finally, the forgiveness factor is the truth that we need to be living in forgiving. Yeah, you need to be living in forgiving. We cannot think that God's forgiveness has a number, nor can we exist that way with others. If Jesus, while on the cross, after suffering more unjustly than any human has ever imagined, can ask for people to be forgiven for their sinning, then we can step up to our T-ball plate and operate in the same steps as our Lord and Savior.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. Just remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. We're asking you, what do you think? And you can email us during the show live. That's kind of cool. So if you're in Dallas, it's about 3 minutes after 2. If you're in San Diego, it's about 3 minutes after 12. If you're in Alaska, I'm not sure what the time is. But you can still call us. You can still email us. You can still text us. To email us, you can, in fact, email David at hemustincrease.org. That's David at hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. Now, I'm going to say that number slower because sometimes I say, and I don't think I should do it that way. Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. Okay, you can also call 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. Now, listen to this one. This, you like this one. This is a good one. Ready? Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like thinking about a restaurant you want to go to and then getting a coupon for that same restaurant. I love that. It's like, oh, I want to go have ribs. Oh, it's a ribs. Oh, it's a rib coupon. Right? Is that great or what?
You comparing me to a restaurant coupon just brings a tear to my eye.
See, now what I need to know is, what are the top two restaurants I need to compare you to? Like, what are your these are my two faves, Dave. There's just nothing like them anywhere. Okay, what are your favorite? Now, that can be just the food. Doesn't be the actual restaurant. What's your favorite place? Oh, we'll take you anywhere you want to go. Where would you like to go? Tough question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Are you interested? I do. I like going to steakhouses, so like Logan's, Outback. I love steak.
I love Outback.
And then Outback.
Go ahead.
Any Mexican restaurant on the border, like I love Mexican food too.
Okay, now we know.
Just any food that's not healthy. How about that?
You like anything that they say you should not have that?
Yes.
I'll have six. Okay, got it. Okay, got
that. We've talked about pizza, tacos, anything that's not healthy.
Yeah.
That you call a cheat meal. Yep.
Yeah, I call it a cheat meal. A couple of cheat meals have been cheating lately, but I'll just leave that alone. I'm doing my best, folks. I'm doing my best. All right, so let's go back into this. I want to make sure you understand what we're doing. So people are listening to the show going, you guys are, like, weird. Yeah, so are you. You're listening to the show. What does that say about you guys?
Okay. They're turning to different stations. They get to our stations like, oh, it's a food radio station?
it's a foodie station. That's right. All right, here it is. If you've got a prayer request, we want you to call. You want to know why we want you to call? Because we'll pray for you. Why is that important? Because when you join in each other's battles, when you join in each other's struggles, that's Romans 15:30, you join by praying. That's the first and foremost. Paul said, join me in my struggle by praying for me. And when you pray for somebody, you join in that. And we will join with you because we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We have the same dad. And right there, there's relatives all the way right. Jesus said when you pray, say, our Father, our Father. We are blood relatives, the blood of Jesus Christ. We drink of one Holy Spirit. It's like, okay. So if you got something going on, we'll petition with you. You bring it before the Lord. We use faith, but we also use submission, just like Jesus in the garden. Lord, this is what I'm looking for, but not mine, but thy will be done. And then you trust God. If you've got a praise report, those are blessing people left and right now, and it's just a great time to share and to say, hey, this is what's going on. It's been really cool. It's a powerful tool to minister grace. And we've got other things that we do on the show. We talk about certain things. We want you to be listening to people that call into the show. Maybe the Lord puts them on your heart, and you pray for them, lift them up before the Lord, add them into your life. We also do Bible trivia. You think, why do you do Bible trivia? Because it keeps the Bible at the forefront of our minds. And God created the universe. He can write a book. So let's have a little more confidence in what God knows needs to be communicated to mankind. Here's your trivia question. What is the ninth commandment of the Ten Commandments listed in Exodus? What is the ninth commandment? Is it, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not bear false witness, or you shall not covet? Which of those three is the ninth commandment? You should not commit adultery. You should not bear false witness. You should not covet. Which of those three are the ninth commandment? If you think you know, and that's out of the Exodus group of 10. If you think you know, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. There you go. That's just different ways to go about it. Kind of cool right there. Kind of cool. All right, so we're going to get into our text. Got a lot to cover. I don't want you to miss some of the things I want to get into. I just want to make sure that you guys are praying for one another because that's what Jesus wants us to do. And so we want to do the things that Jesus wants us to do. But let's get right into the text. If nobody calls in on that, I'll give the answer. We got people texting in, but we'll just give you an opportunity. One more time. What is the ninth commandment? The ninth commandment. Remember, there's 10, right, in the old. And then 632 total, but then broken down to two in summary, but then advanced into a new one by Jesus in John 13:34-35 when he says, a new commandment I give you. Anyway, if you think you know the answer to the ninth commandment, 972-445-0770. Also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Allow me to read for a moment. from Matthew chapter 12, something we've covered in the book of Matthew. We're going to do it again. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." Jesus answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on the Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and yet are innocent? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent." The big problem here, and we're not going to go into the overall expository, but the big problem here is that the Pharisees were just looking for things to pick apart on Jesus' disciples. You see it now when you listen to politicians on both sides, on the media, on both sides, on academia, all over the place. You see the ridiculousness of picking apart. It's not even just the gotcha things. It's way past that. People are trying to nitpick so deep so as to just be able to accuse. Because if you can accuse somebody, then they're probably 50-50 guilty. And in a person's mind, they tend to go guilty before they go innocent. And Jesus makes it clear that these Pharisees were condemning the innocent. Do you know that God doesn't like that? He doesn't want us to be that kind of person. He doesn't want us to be this kind of person that they look at it and they say, "Oh, look, they're doing something unlawful. Oh, get him, get him, get him." That's not what God wants from you and I. He wants us to operate with the principle, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," at the forefront of our thoughts. If God did not operate out of mercy, you would not be alive. If God did not grace you with grace, you would be granules of sand. And what we need to remember is that even when people do things that we wouldn't do, you got to have this merciful element in you, not this, "Oh, you're such a rotten person" element in you. And for people that are looking for reasons to go after people, it's a wrong spirit. You know, people, they don't read the Bible. This is a perfect example. They don't read the Bible to hear what God has to say. There's some people that actually pick up the Bible and try to read it to find contradictions. You know why they'll find them? Because they're already entering contradicted. So it's easy to find it because that's all they can see. They can't see truth. They can only see what they're looking for. And so what we tend to forget is when people do something wrong and where that forgiveness moment is, where that mercy moment is, and I'm going to bring this up because it's a real, real important point to the entire thing I'm sharing, is Ephesians 6:12 says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Do you know, this isn't about picking apart people that do stupid things, whether they're politicians or pastors. This is a spiritual war, and it's not people by themselves. Typically, people are kind of dumb, but it's influences by demonic spirits that make people do darker things. Did you get that? We're going to really examine that. I really want you to understand how important that is, because it's a warfare for you on an everyday basis, just like it is for me. What is the ninth commandment? The question is, and it's, is it, "You shall not commit adultery, you shall not bear false witness, or you shall not covet?" And the answer is, "You shall not bear false witness." do not testify. In fact, it was against the law for two people to testify in one family against somebody else because that's not a separated witness. That's a thing that you got to understand right there. See, there was actually really wisdom in the law back then. Now it's all like, whatever. Everybody's free. Do whatever you want. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher. Or it doesn't matter if your translation says master. Rabbi. I don't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Now, we're going to have to do our DNA. We do have somebody calling in, so I'm going to wait on the trivia question to see what's going on there because we'd like to check in and see what's happening. And making sure that if people need prayer, they can get prayer. And that's something we've really been seeing a lot lately is a lot of prayer requests and a lot of praise reports, which is exactly what the Christian faith should be about, right? Petitioning and thanking. Come on. All right, somebody calling in to share something. They have a question or something. Okay, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Rosalyn.
Hi, Rosalyn. I cannot believe you called in. Listen to why. This morning I said, I hope to hear from Rosalyn today when I prayed. That is so hilarious. You guys have no idea how good that is for me and for my spirit. That's awesome. Hi, Rosalyn. How are things going?
Well, I kind of could use some prayer for my feet and legs because they're pretty swollen, but they're getting better. So... if you get a chance. But I'm very grateful. I had to go away for a little while, and I'm grateful for all the prayers that I got, because I'm sometimes very prone to tripping. And some days I was tripping, it seemed like 5 times a day on all these random things. But I know God was with me, and everybody was praying, because even though I kept tripping, I never fell down.
Wow.
And I didn't fall down, and I recognized that. I'm like, that's God sending his angels to protect me, to make sure I'm not going splat.
I'm not going splat. Well, I'm definitely going to pray for you. How's your hubby too? How's he doing?
He's doing just fine. But I actually have a bigger praise report, if I can share.
Yep, absolutely. Fire away.
So I've been helping at my mom's apartment complex. They were doing a Bible study there twice a month, and the two ladies that were doing it kind of had to, well, one lady moved away to Waxahachie, and another lady, a lot of things were happening, so she was able to help intermittently, but was basically going to not be able to help by the end of the year. So starting in March, I was trying to help find volunteers and churches that could maybe help kind of take over or adopt us or something. And so it's been a lot of calling people and, hey, can you volunteer just the one time? And on and on for all these months. And then today I got a call from a pastor nearby who I convinced him to come do a Bible study. So he did it for two sessions in a month. And then he said, you know, I have a little bus because at my mom's apartment complex, they're elderly. And so a lot of them are on walkers or in wheelchairs. And so they can't go to church easily. And the pastor sent a bus to go pick people up. And the first week, 30 people got on the bus. And the next week, 8 people got on the bus. And so that's just been growing and growing. And the pastor called me today, and he said they can take over the Bible study now. So it's a huge blessing, because now we've basically been adopted. And I'm just so excited about that.
Isn't that awesome? That is an awesome, awesome testimony. So there's so many cool things in there. Let me just pick it apart for a second, because it's too much fun. All right. So first of all, isn't that a fantastic feeling that you, as a Bible study, as a group, they've been adopted? Now, you said that like 3 times. See, that's what God does with us. He just like, yeah, you're rudderless. You got nothing. I'm gonna step in and take care of you. It's just like so cool. I just love it. That's number one. Number two, way to persevere. Okay, Rosalind, that is excellent, because you didn't quit. You kept going. You're looking for some good resolution to the situation. The pastor gets involved. It's working out. He knows the Holy Spirit's pulling him towards it. It's taking place, and the Lord used you to structure that and to bring that about. So it's perfect in the context that God just used you. Didn't even do. It's not like you did everything in the world. You just said, "Come on, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this." And you got the one guy at the right time, and he's got a heart for it. And that is such a blessing. But look how many people are going to be blessed in the future from the little thing now. How many people? So it started with 3, then it went to 8. And how many other people will hear about it and be blessed by it? It's just phenomenal. It's a great, great testimony. So excellent job on your part.
Thank you. I'm just super excited.
I just think that's so
relieved, and I'm just so excited.
I love that you said, and we've been adopted, and it's just like, see, there's such an excitement. It's like, somebody cares. It's like, yeah, see, that's, translate that into the Heavenly Father with us. It's like, yeah, that's just awesome stuff. That's how it is. We've been adopted into his kingdom. How cool is that? All right, so I want to pray for you, though, for your health. It's the legs that are swollen. Is that the big issue right now?
Yeah, but mostly my feet. I can't really get my shoes on.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So my feet up to my calves, and I don't know. I think everything's kind of swollen, but it's mostly concentrated in my feet and legs.
Okay. Let me pray over you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Lord. That's the first thing we do. First, we thank our God. We thank you so much for so many things. What a great testimony, Lord, how much that has blessed the listeners, even just listening, just like, wow. the Lord is gracious, and we know you are. We're just so thankful for it. And we're thankful that you put that spirit of determination and commitment in Rosin, and she is a blessing. She is a builder of your kingdom, a kingdom worker. Lord, she needs help. She's not, you know, you've been protecting her, but Lord, she needs healing. She needs healing in her feet, in her ankles, in her legs. She needs that the swelling to go down. She needs a grace. She needs a mercy. She needs a touch of the power of the Holy Spirit given to us through Jesus Christ. She needs the touch that comes, the healing that comes, 1 Peter 2:24, from the stripes that were laid on our Lord Jesus Christ. Bring those healings into her body. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord God that heals. And we have faith in you. And we ask you to heal her and let her find great relief, deliverance, in fact, from your mighty power. And she will absolutely praise you, and we will all rejoice with her. We lift up this before you, petition you, and lay it before you as a sacrifice, and we say, please, Lord, because you're so gracious, please do so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David.
You are welcome. Excellent testimony. Love it. So glad you called and shared that. It was great.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your day and rest of your show. Bye,
thank
everybody.
You. Bye-bye. Rosa, she's like the only person to say goodbye to everybody. Bye!
She's so great.
All right, love her. All right, awesome, 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 awesome. All right, so we're going to have to, we're going to skip the triv. I'm going to do about 3 minutes, and then we're going to, you know, kind of go into this, because there's this part on this that I really want you to understand about forgiveness, and I can't let you guys not hear this part, because we left off in this one spot that's essential, it's critical, and that was after we talked about the accusers that were accusing and condemning the innocent in Matthew 12:1-7, we reminded everybody about Ephesians 6:12, how our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And I know there's some people in the world you don't like. And what's our line? We do say this. I don't want anybody to go to hell, but there's some people I'd rather not see in heaven. Kind of attitude. Yeah, got it. Okay, but here it is. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. So 2 Corinthians 2:10-11, taking that same principle, says this: anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. What? What is Paul talking about? What Paul's talking about is that there's this principle of forgiveness that we need to be living in the principle, living in forgiving. Because when we do it in the sight of Christ. And when we don't do it, we're enabling Satan to outwit us. If you don't operate in forgiveness, and let's understand something about forgiveness. It's twofold. It's something you extend, and it's also something you receive. Some of you have still not received the forgiveness that God has granted you when you became a Christian for things you did in the past, even though God has forgiven you. But Satan sits there and goes, yeah, but you did this. Yeah, but you did this. Yeah, remember when you did this? And what is it that Satan does? If thou art the Son of God. Yea, hath God really said? Only one entity is trying to tell you on a regular basis, is it true? Is it true? And that's Satan. And you keep going, but I asked for forgiveness, but it just feels like it just still tagged on me. I can't get rid of it. Well, that's number one. That's because forgiveness is not based on feelings. Forgiveness is based on truth. And if you confess your sins, he is faithful and true to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Why is that important? Because God is faithful and he's true. He's reliable and he's true and he's just, which means he's true to his word. And when you ask for forgiveness on something, God gave it to you. And then you sit there and the devil tries to bring back the feelings of it all. And you're like, am I forgiven? Did I really get forgiveness? And you move from believing the truth to living by your feelings. It's like, okay, well, this is not to be rude to anybody. You can understand I go through the same process you do, but I say the same thing to myself that I'm going to say to you. And that is, hey, David, stop being four. Why don't you grow up? I say that to myself because feelings are a part of life, but they're not the lead. And so what we don't recognize is that Satan fights against us so that we will not forgive or that we will not believe in the forgiving. And that's part of his schemes. Because how ineffective can he make you if you keep pondering that your sin is still stained on you, even though through the blood of Jesus it's been washed? That's just Satan making you ineffective. Let's not buy into that program. That's the wrong program to buy into. Get it? All right, we'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Don't, oh, we've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying, going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like it doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Going to make it a little harder. Okay, it's okay. Just everybody relax. A little harder. Which disciple did Jesus call a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false? Was it Nathaniel, John, or Peter? Which disciple did Jesus say is a true Israelite? Nothing false. Was that Nathaniel, John, or Peter? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. We have not done our DNA yet, so we're doing that right now. So even if you call, you got to hang on. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Every day that ends with Y, you spend some time with the guy in the sky. Okay, there you go. Very simple. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, though they will seek to make you ashamed. You shall stand firm in your faith, right? Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. That's D, that's N, and here's the A. Always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because if you really love Jesus, you want to be like him as much as you can. You're not going to be perfect, perfect. But you certainly want to reflect him more and more. Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, glory, or it might be verse 18, I always forget that. It's glory by glory. It's step by step. No, it's verse 17. Glory by glory, step by step. The more and more and more and more and more and more we reflect Jesus. Well, serving is a big part of that reflection. And that serving is not serving so you can go, hey, look at me, I'm so special, I'm serving. Don't do that. Just serve because you're doing it unto the Lord. And if you do it with your heart humble and not seeking to get applause, the Lord will reward you. That's the key ticket right there. That's our DNA. Okay, our triv question. I love this trivia question, and you guys should know this. I'm just going to say that. And I will say for Aunt Deb, yes, that's a good guess. Here it is. Here's your triv question. Who was called by Jesus? Which disciple was called by Jesus a true Israelite? And whom? There is nothing false. Was it Nathaniel? Was it John? Or was it Peter? If you think you know, you can reach out to us. 972-445-0770. That's also 214-210-8483 is the text, and then david@hemusincrease.org is the email. In the meantime, we are going to do history. Let's go live it in the past. All right, today is, there's a couple of really cool things about today, but the one thing I'm going to read is the best. I promise, this is something you haven't heard. This is just so, so good, okay? All right. First, in 1910, on this day, the bug zapper, the first insect electrocution device, is patented by William F. Frost of Spokane, Washington. So for all those people that are woke and think that's mean for bugs, stop listening. Okay, then, okay, wait, just jump in one. Okay, then, that was a joke. You see, you say that and somebody says, see, you're telling people to electrocute themselves. That's the kind of stuff you get. It's amazing. 1960 on this day, John F. Kennedy is elected the youngest U.S. president in history. 1966, first person to win the MVP for both Major League Baseball, the American League, and the National League is Frank Robinson. Wow. That's pretty intense.
Cool little sports stat there.
That's a great one. But this one, this be my favorite. Now, it is National Cappuccino Day, but if it's coffee, it's coffee. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not a big coffee person.
Yeah, yeah. I like coffee. I just like coffee with cream. It's just not overly complex. But put that stuff in there. Okay. Today is Dunce Day. Now, let me help you out. This is so good. In 1308, on this day, Duns Scotus of Duns, Scotland, was a medieval scholar. Perceptions of his views range from brilliant to less than brilliant. Duns Scotus believed that cone-shaped hats increased learning potential. He believed knowledge would flow from the point of the cap down into the head of the wearer, making that person smarter. For real. How is that for history? That is just like incredible. I might have to do a joke because it's just so unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a joke right there.
That was incredible. All right, I'm just going to leave that alone. Getting back to my text and the triv, who was called by Jesus a true Israelite in whom there was nothing false? There was nothing or no deceit. There's a couple of different translations. It's all the same. Nathaniel, John, or Peter. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We'll send you up to the website in the next segment. I'm not going to do that right here because I want to get back into this teaching. So we just talked about 2 Corinthians 2:10-11. If any one of you forgive, I also forgive. And what I've forgiven, if there's any to forgive, I have forgiven it in the sight of Christ for your sake. In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we were not unaware of his schemes. Now, 1 Peter 5:8. Let's just follow the roll. Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Satan's tactics, he's looking for people. Don't be weird about that. You know how the Lord loves people? Well, guess what? Satan doesn't love people, and he's looking for people to consume. Now, he's not going to beat you from an eternity point of view if you're a genuine, believing, Bible-believing, born-again Christian. But he's going to try and reduce you. He's going to try and devour you. He's going to try and bring you down in whatever capacities he can. So you need to remember that the devil, he's not your friend. He's your enemy. And if he can take advantage of the way that you operate with forgiveness, he will. Which tells us what? Man, we've got to do a better job. And we'll get the caller in just a split second, but I just want to make sure you get this. Ephesians 4:26-27, we did last week. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. You know where we give the devil a foothold? We give it when we hang on to anger, when we hang on to these frustrations we have, or when we even hang on to that same anger, against ourselves. Did you hear that? I want you to hear that. If you hang on to anger against yourself, that which God has forgiven, and you have not, you're not in sync or simpatico with God. God forgave you. Wait, you think you should bring it up? I love that story about, there's so many urban, this, but the story of the Lord, the person goes to the Lord and says, Lord, I'm really sorry about that sin, about when I did this, so many years ago. And God goes, what sin? Another guy goes, never mind. You see, that's how it's supposed to be. If God forgave it, then get in sync with God. You forgive it too, including yourself. Okay? That's not license to sin. That's license to receive forgiveness. It's a big difference, isn't there? Don't do to yourself what God is not doing. Don't do to yourself what Satan is doing. Get it? All right. Somebody's ready? Are they answering the trivia question? Is that what they're calling for? Yep. Okay. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah. Hi, Dave. This is Brother Ace.
Hi, Brother Ace. How are you feeling? How are you doing on the muscles and everything? What's going on there?
Even Stephen, I guess we're not progressing, but we're not digressing. So,
okay,
I guess we're winning a battle in that sense, and so we're holding our own right now. And now we got some mental things going on, anxiety, just a lot of things. When you get older, and you have to face eternity, and you'll make sure that you're giving your life to Jesus, Yeshua, for your salvation. Then you've set the pattern for what the future holds for you. But at the same time, you know, when death's our enemy, we don't want to face death, but it is our enemy, and we've overcome death by power of resurrection of the dead. So we're happy about that, and that's our hope, is resurrection from the grave. So, which our hope we have to put in when we get there, but. Mentally, like I said, some anxiety issues, which, cause you to stir around and not be able to function like you really should. So need prayer for that.
Yeah, I'm going to pray for you.
From everybody on that one too.
Yeah. Now I want to pray for you about that too, because I know that. I know that exact feeling. And then when you're feeling kind of down, or when you're feeling physically kind of tough, or things are really tough, then the enemy takes advantage of that, pours in another lie, because he's the father of lies, and just makes things worse. And then it gets worse because it was bad, and then it gets worse from that. So we're going to definitely pray over you. Let's do the triv question first, and then let me pray over you. And we'll have everybody joining their faith and believing God will help you, not just physically, but financially and in every other realm. Okay?
Okay.
Let's do this, the thing first. So which disciple did Jesus say is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false? Is that Nathaniel, John, or Peter?
Yeah, it's Daniel. I'm Nathaniel.
That is correct, Armando! It is Nathaniel! And I still love that guy because when they're pulling him into Jesus, he's like, Jesus out of Nazareth. When he goes, Nazareth? Anything good comes out of Nazareth? That's like saying anything good comes out of Washington, D.C.? No. I mean, that's his attitude, right?
Amen to that.
And Jesus is like, this guy, there's nothing false about this guy. He's just the real deal. That's what it is. I love that. Let me pray over you. I want to pray for your health and I pray for your wealth, okay? Let's do it. Father, I come before you right now. I love my brother Ace. He is a brother in the Lord. He is a fellow kingdom builder. He's a great guy, and Lord, we love him. And he needs help. He's under big attack, and the enemy's just coming at him on a multiple levels, Lord, levels we don't even understand, attacking his emotions, attacking his mind, attacking every little nuance, adding one thing upon another. And so, Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that it would stop. By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the name and authority of Jesus Christ, it would stop. The lying would stop. The taunting would stop. The attacks would stop. And that you would give him grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. And that he'd have one blessing after another that is in you. And that you would bring him physical health and you would bring him financial stability. And you would give him this sense that no. Not now, not today, not until God says so. And that faith and that confidence in your graciousness would help him overcome every moment and every lie and every doubt from the enemy. Everybody joins their faith, Father. We lay it before you. We bring it to you. And we say, let it be so in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen. Well, I do covet the prayers and the wishes of the people that we are joined one to another in this body that's connected to your ministry there. And so when we have other ministries, but we're grateful for your ministry to fill in the dead spots or the empty spots during the week when we don't go to meet together as a church or an assembly. And so we're thankful for that. You keep our spiritual light burning during the week.
Well, I'm just thankful that I get to have a relationship with somebody like you, man. That's my privilege. It's my privilege and my blessing, brother.
I don't think you know all the secrets of my heart. I wish you did.
Yeah, Ace, they're not any worse than mine.
No, we're all wretched souls needing a savior. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We all need saving, baby.
Yeah. Amen. Thank y'all for your help. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break and then come back. Then we're going to close out Triv and the teaching. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, well, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith, that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive me. Please don't be mad. Please, you know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Nah, 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 nah. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's nothing. Get this. Here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused on our well-being. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where that is one of the fastest 90 minutes I can ever remember. Here's your trivia question. Who wanted to touch the wounds of Jesus' hands before he would believe? Is that Peter, Mary, or Thomas? Who wanted to touch the wounds of Jesus' hands before he would believe? Keep in mind, you have a very short time if you're going to call, because we have a very short time before we exit. It's a hard exit. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website because we need giving. That's why. And so if you can give, give. If you can't, don't. If you can, do. Great. But make sure it's the right heart that you have and the right spirit to do it. And if you're not giving, but you'd like to give, but you don't want to give to us, give it to somebody else. Be a giver. Thank you. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
There you go. That's the kind of yell I have. That's how much time we have. We have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. They know it's fast, right? All right, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Brother Rod. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We're on a tight time frame, so I'm going to push you right to it. It's not anything else other than we're on a hard break. Here we go, bro. Ready? Who wanted to touch the wounds of Jesus' hands before he would believe? What is it, Peter, Mary, or Thomas?
Brother Thomas.
That is correct, Abudu! Excellent job. I don't know that it's fair to call him Doubting Thomas, because they were all doubting at different points, but yeah, we'll just leave that one alone for right now. Great job, brother.
We all get in that little rut every once in a while, but thanks to Most High, he's always faithful.
Yep. Amen, brother. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your words.
Okay. Bye-bye. See, that's how you do it, folks. Rod did it perfect right there. See, Brother Rod just did boom, boom, boom. Done. I got 2.5 minutes. Let me get to this. It's really important. I'm going to share something with you that you haven't heard a lot before. I can tell you haven't heard a lot before because I did the research on it. And here it goes. Ready? All right. Here's the text. I don't want anybody to miss this, okay? Because I want to make sure we're all like on the same page or whatever the page is, okay? Here's what I want you to hear. The Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against somebody, forgive as the Lord forgave you, right? Our standard is that Jesus forgave us. Here, I'll make it super easy. You can't deserve forgiveness. You can't deserve it. You receive it. And for all those people that had a hard time receiving, receive. It's 15 times in the Greek. Give me a break. You got to be more mature than that. You have to receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. You have to receive it to process, to walk in it. And you have to receive it, listen to what I'm going to say, in order to give it. Something as an indicator for some people should simply be this. If you can't forgive somebody, you need to check and make sure that part of that's not because you've not received. Because if you fully receive the forgiveness from Jesus Christ for your sins, it's a little more accessible to extend forgiveness. Because in your case, God has forgiven all of it and just expects you to operate with that same heart. If mercy triumphs over judgment in our relationship with God, then mercy should triumph over judgment in our relationship with others and in relationship to ourselves. If you've done something wrong and you've confessed it, it's in the Lord's hands. If somebody's done you wrong, extend them forgiveness. It's a great way to get a fresh start and a break from the past that pulls you down. You can still forgive them. It might not change anything in them, but it might change everything in you. Get it? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Going to take a 22.5-hour break and then come back. More Insanity with Spoon Energy. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
And opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.